6 a 8 PM. 90.1 CJSF
Radio.
CJSF
90.1 FM.
Radio Mano Papachango
90.1 FM. Yuca Stereo.
Yuca Stereo.
Atención.
I might start smoking cigarettes just to spite myself.
Don't you know that you're dealing with an animal? Now you know that you're better.
Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM. I am DJ Coco.
And I am DJ Star.
And we're just going to give a little recap on some of the songs we played.
Yeah, all of those four.
All of them, sorry. We're doing a little back to back to back here. But the very the earliest song you heard was Hot House by Berlioz. And so this is not the 1800s French composer, mind you. This is
sure, a few of you are a little confused.
Yeah, some of you out there. But this is a fairly new album that was released, and it kind of blew up on TikTok. But I actually heard it from another show at CGSF called Raccoon City and really loved it. So we decided to steal it and put it here. But yeah, it was really wave, house, jazz, fusion, and pretty awesome. And then right after that, you heard I Might Start Smoking, which is a single from Fion. And these guys, they're actually identical twin sisters from Vancouver itself. So pretty
nice.
Pretty cool. And the very, very last one you heard was Never a Coincidence from Flamingos from their album Better Will Come. And they're actually coming to Vancouver on May 22nd this year at Fortune Sound Club. And I really wanted to go, but I can't on that day. So
tragic.
Tragic. Pretty tragic.
You heard one song, maybe we'll. It's kind of like the same thing.
It's kind of the same thing, but that's okay. It's okay next year.
Yeah.
But yeah, and we just wanted to introduce the new song, so yeah. DJ Star will take it away.
Thank you, DJ Coco. The next song is A Little Life from La Lune, and they're from Vancouver, a little shoegaze group. I think they just released their EP called Disparity, and they're actually performing at Green Auto on May 26th.
Ooh.
So
we might go check that out.
Just there. I think they're performing with
Cherry Pick, Gion Ross, and Kylie V Music.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you like this song, you can come join us and meet us at Green Auto. We won't tell
we're
you
anonymous
who we
are. Though. Yeah, don't worry, guys.
But
okay.
Yeah.
We're gonna just jump into it. Okay.
Just jump.
There you go.
Gone.
Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm DJ Star.
And I'm DJ Coco.
And the song you just heard was Blight by Dermabrasion. And I think we already covered the song you guys heard before that. La Lune.
Yes.
A Little Life. So, it was Mother's Day this past Sunday.
So, we hope you all had a fun time with your mothers.
Yeah,
and
we hope you thanked your mothers for all of the
lots of gifts and
work
things
that they do, yeah.
Mm-hmm. How was your Mother's Day?
It wasn't...
DJ Star, sorry.
Yeah, it was good. Like, I wrote my mom a card. I'm gonna get her, like, some hanging basket flowers. But we were, like, the whole day because we went to visit my family. In Prince George, so.
Oh, yeah. You went far.
I went 9 hours. Yeah.
Prince George?
I know.
Girl.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
My grandpa's cremation.
Oh, no. Yeah. DJ Star had a little.
The best Mother's Day.
Had a little celebration.
Had a little getaway.
Celebration
this
of life or funeral.
Well, or just putting the ashes in the wall. How was yours? Let's not talk about that.
Mine was not bad. Mm-hmm. I got my mom a coffee grinder because ours broke and we haven't had bothered to change it. So I thought that was a random Mother's Day gift.
No, that's thoughtful.
Yeah, she likes coffee. She likes her coffee. And then we got her flowers and made her a big breakfast. Mm-hmm. And I felt that after the breakfast, I was completely exhausted after making things. And it took an hour, almost 2 hours for cleanup, eating.
Yeah, cooking, cleaning.
Sit down. Yeah, not including the eating, actually, yeah. But just cooking and cleaning. And so I had a lot of appreciation for my mother for cleaning and cooking and doing all the household chores, basically, for my entire life and her entire life, for especially the father or the
husband. Yeah, my mom, too, is always doing those, like, all of that labor. Mm-hmm. And I just want to say that it's, like, arguably probably like the most important job in society, like you know, being a mother or being a parent in general, but I think mothers especially, it's a very thankless job as well. It's not very appreciated,
exactly.
At least from like a Western capitalist point of view, because it's not like paid labor, like it's not like contributing to the economy or anything, so it's not gonna be like seen as, you know, important as other things
exactly.
are.
It just feels like it's necessary, or that feels like it's deemed necessary that every mother should do too. You have to be the best at it as
and like,
well.
Yeah, just totally taken for granted. I feel like mothers are at least a lot.
Exactly.
And just, we're about to go on a mini
tangent
here. But also, like, the double standards that they're held to are insane. Like, that's one of my fears of becoming a mother, I guess, is just, like, it's never enough. Like, it feels like no matter what you do, you're not going to be deemed, like, a good mother. Like, you're going to have some sort of maternal guilt or something
like
that.
Like, you don't make a healthy meal one day for your kids and you're like, oh no, I'm a terrible mother.
Exactly. Or, like, oh yeah, I didn't like do the laundry, I didn't do this or that or like this. But then actually I do have a statistic here about gender inequality in household chores. In Canada, I was surprised to actually, not super surprised, but it is a very big difference, that Canadian women put in 820 hours of unpaid housework and Canadian men put in 540. So it's like almost double
exactly,
the amount. Yeah. And that's in a year.
Is that recent statistics too?
I think it was from 2019.
Oh, so pretty decently
like,
recent.
Yeah, it was recent. So it is very, like, the responsibility often falls onto the woman's shoulders, especially when kids come into the picture, too.
Exactly. Like, mothers, they're supposed to do everything. Mm-hmm. It's so, they have to cook, clean, hold a job, take care of kids, so.
And being held to, like, that impossible standard all the time.
Exactly.
So mentally draining, and I feel like mental health is probably a big problem as well for mothers.
Yeah. I know that the term it's coined, the second shift, I learned from very early sociology class from university, but it's scary to think about that. One day maybe we'll be having the second shift as well. It sounds exhausting.
Yeah, because it's also like there's that whole mindset too, if you want to get it done right, do it yourself, because a lot of this is speaking from personal experience, but I had like a very more traditional, like my mom was a stay-at-home mom and my dad went to work, but there is a certain amount of like incompetence, I would say, where it's like not complete incompetence, but just my mom would do a better job at something, so she would take over that, but then if she's doing that for so many things, like where does it end?
Mm-hmm. It just continues. And I think you mentioned something about maternal guilt as shame experience as well.
Oh.
Didn't you?
Yeah, I wanted to talk, like, I was researching this a bit more, like, this whole idea of maternal guilt and, like, not doing good enough and how that affects women. And it has to do with the motherhood myth, which is, like, a set of ideals that hold only women, like, accountable for, like, the health and, like, development and everything for, like, with their children. And not, it doesn't even matter, like, the man's input, like, the woman put it on their own shoulders. And I thought it was also interesting that it's referred to as maternal guilt, but it's actually more shame, like some psychologists have found. And what that means is that, like, shame was experienced when the self was being negatively evaluated as being bad, versus guilt is off, like, it's related to, like, specific wrongful behavior, like, for doing something bad. But shame is just, like, a societal kind of internalized thing.
Interesting.
So it's not even, like, objectively, like, you know, mothers are doing a bad or good job. It's more just, like, how they're interpreting it through
right.
the lens of, like, sexism. You know?
Yeah. And I guess that social media also would really kind of highlight this problem as well.
It just exacerbates it.
Yeah, I think that's definitely the word. Mm-hmm. It's just terrible.
It's scary. Yeah. All those mothers out there doing God's work and not even being, you know, thanks, Mom. Thanks, you know, making dinner, like, so many things.
Or, like, a half-hearted thanks. Thanks for dinner. It was great, but
It's not enough.
It's even. Not enough.
So, yeah, one day per year is definitely, even that day is just, it's almost, you can't return the amount of work that your mom has done for you, but.
Exactly. And they sacrifice so much, too.
So much. Like, we could go on. Like, there's
so much.
I wish we had more time because there's so many, like, different layers and nuances to, like, motherhood.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they sacrifice. Like, they sacrifice themselves, basically.
Exactly. Every single day. There's
and
no
I don't
break.
See. Father's doing the same thing. That's all I'm saying. Like,
well, they are putting in those 540 hours, so they must be doing something.
They must be doing something, but I think, like, also they're praised for doing that, and women are not. So
they're
that's
just
another
expected and
imbalance where it's like, oh God,
exactly.
Where does it end?
I know, it's like the minimum is a guy who can cook and clean. Oh my gosh, but then girls are everyone's expected.
Yeah.
So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I think we definitely we don't have enough time.
We
to
don't.
Dive
yeah,
more.
We are gonna talk more about, like, our, you know, if we want to be mothers and stuff. But maybe we'll just throw that in another day.
But I think moral of the story is that appreciate your mothers and all the work that they do. I think so.
Definitely. And just, you know, spread a bit of awareness about maternal guilt, I guess. And, like, if you experience it, you're not alone. It is, you know, definitely a societally imposed thing. There's nothing wrong with what you're doing. And I think most women are aware of that, but it's still, like, there are these standards.
Yeah.
Super unfair standards, but
it's always good to keep them in the picture. Just know that they're there.
Yeah.
And so don't feel shamed for if you're not the perfect mother.
Or alone. Like,
or
so
alone,
many.
Yeah.
I feel like every mother
single
probably deals
single
with
mothers.
Yeah. There's another
oh
topic.
My gosh.
Single mothers.
Like, my mom was a single mother for a long time, and that was a difficult journey.
Yeah, that's like a warrior. She's, that's incredible. But it's still not, it is pretty normal to like, oh, that's just what you gotta do.
Exactly.
But it is a job. It is. Mm-hmm. And, like, you're raising the future members of society and also cleaning up after them and cooking for them. So it's like a full.
And keeping a job.
And keeping a job. That's the other, like, expectation
too
now in this modern world where it's like, okay, you still gotta be a mother, but also go to work.
Exactly.
So then where does the labor divide lie? Does it still exist? Like,
mm-hmm. And the gender wage gap and so many things. Okay.
Yes.
But we only got a couple minutes. But So we just wanted to end it off today since it's coming to 7 p.m., the end of our show, unfortunately. But we were so happy to be here and you get to tell you some of our research this week and play some pretty good music. I think we think so ourselves.
We do say so ourselves.
Yes.
So I think Revolution Rock is coming on in about 3 minutes, and thank you guys so much for joining us. We're gonna play one last clip of a bit of a little last song.
Yes.
And yeah, we hope you guys enjoy.
Bye.
Bye. And sorry, this is Heroin by Azamia. Bye. Thank you.
See you guys next week, Tuesdays at 6 p.m.